Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of United We Fall. We are continuing to listen to the comments which was given by Imam Omar Sleeman in this dialogue with Pastor J.D. Greer in North Carolina University. Pastor J.D. Greer shared his thought about the problem he is facing as a leader of the Southern Baptist Church for thinking that the government will be the one who will aid us or help us to have our salvation. He emphasized that we cannot depend on the government. He said we as Christians should not belong to any political party, because if we do so, then we're not counting on Christ. He believes that the kingdom of God is not of this world. As he explained to the audience, even the conversation between Pilate and Jesus told him that this is not his kingdom. And if it is his kingdom, he would have asked his followers to fight for him. But in the same time, Pastor J.D. Greer is telling us that we must influence the government. How? I do not know. Because if we are not going to get involved in the political arena, how in the world do you think we can influence the government? I believe Pastor J.D. Greer is getting the whole thing wrong. We as Christians living in a Christian country like America must be involved in the government, not only by our vote, but by running for offices, that we make sure that our constitution to be protected. And in our constitution, we have our freedom. And because of our constitution, we can survive in America and flourish in America, not only in America, but we can influence the whole world. Imam Omar Sleeman got the opportunity to insert his comments as well in the end of the talk of Pastor J.D. Greer by telling us that both parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, are becoming seculars. And that's why the Southern Baptists are having difficulty. He spoke to us, as we covered in our last program, about being inconsistency. Now, he's using deception, as I shared with you in our last program, by saying that we must be inconsistent about everything. So, if we are fighting for the life of the baby inside the mother's womb, we also must fight for these little children who come to our borders. Confusing his audience, even though the level of deception was very clear, Pastor J.D. Greer and Pastor Kevin Singer were in agreement with him. Somehow, they were sitting there quietly, smiling, shaking their head. Yes, indeed. But once again, that's not the same thing. Protecting the life of the baby in the mother's womb, it is to obey the laws of God, but also the laws of the land. It says that we should never allow little children who are used for sex trafficking or to be used for smuggling drugs to America. We must stop for coming to America. Once again, because that is breaking the law. That is a crime. We must obey God's law for keeping the life of the baby inside and outside the mother's womb. And we also must keep the law of the land for protecting our borders from any of those who come to this country illegally. What I love about America, it is a free country with laws, and people come to this country by the laws, as I did myself a good 29 years ago. You can come through the door, but not climbing the fence. Now let's continue to hear the last portion of Imam Omar Sleeman concerning this consistency. So without further ado, here he is, Imam Omar Sleeman.
And if the religious voice can coalesce and demonstrate the consistency that politicians never do, then we can usher in some of that hope that I think the American public is looking for, right? Because they want to hear consistency as well. And say, you know, no, look, we're going to speak about consistency. We're going to connect all of these forms of degradation and oppression. And we are going to maintain our independence and not become part of the thrust of any political party, but instead uplift what we think is positive and try to usher in a more balanced direction for society that harmonizes and that at the bare minimum uplifts and sanctifies the most vulnerable from the womb to the tomb, as the Sikhs would say first, you know, that it goes from the very beginning to the very end. I think that that's something that we could usher in that could be a very positive voice and can bring in some consistency.
If the religious voice can coalesce, did you hear Imam Omar Suleiman? That's exactly why he is there in this dialogue, Pastor J.D. Greer. He's there to bring a unity between the Christians and the Muslims. So he can use you and the Southern Baptist and the Evangelical Church and all the Christians of America. He can use all of us, right on us like a camel, to establish his goal. Pastor J.D. Greer, I don't think you understand what you got yourself into. Imam Omar Suleiman cannot take over America by fighting as a Muslim imam, a leader of the Muslim Brotherhood, a spokesman for the Muslim Student Association, which is, once again, a Muslim jihadi organization. But he can use you and the rest of the Christian America very easily to accomplish his goal, to take over America. So we need to be inconsistent. Concerning what? Concerning what he talked about in the previous segment, which is we need to speak on the behalf of the baby inside the mother's womb. Once again, Islam teach it's okay to abort babies until the 120 days because up to that age, these fetuses do not have spirit. They're not a human. Only when Allah gave the order to the angel inside the mother's womb, he then will make that creature a baby, a living being. That's not what we Christians believe. But also with deception, as we discovered in our last broadcast, Imam Omar wants the Christians and the Muslims to be in consistency, in unity concerning the people who come into our borders. He will not use illegal, but he will say what the Sikh believe, that is from birth to the grave. We must allow all people of planet Earth to come to America illegally through the borders, because simply America is a free country, and we as Christians and Muslims working together in unity must accomplish that goal. And who's going to benefit from that unity? Nobody but the Muslims. That's exactly the hope for Imam Omar Suleiman. He's telling us that, you see, the politicians are never consistent. But if we Christians and Muslims can get together and be consistent, we will do exactly what the American public are hoping for. They're looking for someone with consistency to fulfill the will of the American people. Yes, indeed. He used the word consistency in this paragraph 4 times, and he made a great point, which is the goal of his heart, the hope for his dream, to have unity with the Christians, especially the Southern Baptist denomination, the largest of the evangelical denominations. So if we have this unity between the Muslims and the Christians, we can connect all of these forms of degradation. Excuse me, what? Where degradations come from? It is the practice of Islam against non-Muslims. My friends, to know Islam is to know exactly what degradation is all about. But Imam Omar is presenting Islam to his audience with the help of Pastor J.D. Greer, the Southern Baptist leader, to say that we can work together to get rid of something which is the foundation of my religious belief, of my Islam doctrine. Degradation is Islam because Muslims are not like anybody else. Muslims are the best of the creatures whom Allah made in this world, and Jews and Christians and other idol worshippers are nothing but the worst of the creatures. Says who? Says Allah in the Quran. But that's not what the audience understood. That's not what the audience heard, because simply Pastor J.D. Greer decided to have a dialogue with Imam Omar Suleiman. He could not stop him and say, excuse me, Imam, I saw degradation is a foundation in the belief and the practice of Islam to all non-Muslims. How can we work together to get rid of it? You see, once again, that's why we do not advise anyone. I don't care how smart you are to have a dialogue with Muslims. I know more about Islam than J.D. Greer can ever know. But guess what? I will never carry dialogue with Muslims. I will do a debate, but I will never do a dialogue.
Skeptics are constantly grouping God's Holy Bible together with Muhammad's unholy Quran. These mockers claim that both books are filled with tales of unjustified violence and that they speak of jihad, or holy war, against the infidels. But is this true? To answer this important challenge, Usama Dakdok has just released the first of a special two-book series investigating the concept of jihad in both the Bible and the Quran. Volume 1, entitled Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible, takes an honest and unvarnished view of death and killing as recorded throughout the pages of the Holy Scriptures. From Genesis to Revelation, from the Flood to the Second Coming, Usama Dakdok examines the logical and moral justification for God's judgment against sin. From the conquest of Canaan to the cross of Calvary, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible provides the reader with a thorough and detailed investigation into this difficult yet crucial topic. In Volume 2, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran, the author will likewise provide a fair and honest examination of the arbitrary and unjustified killing as commanded by Allah in the pages of the Quran. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy of this new book today. The Straightwave Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. And now, back to our show.
How about to get rid of oppression? Yes, indeed, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, if we have unity with the Muslims, we will have a society free of oppression. We must have unity with the Muslims to bring justice to this world, because that is the language which Muslims have been using in America for the last 20 years. Justice, justice, justice. I'm sorry, oppression is another great foundation in Islam against all non-Muslims. For if you are not a Muslim, you have nothing but oppression. Even if you are a Muslim, there is no justice in Islam. Females are treated oppressively in Islam, according to the word of Allah of the Quran and according to the commands and the sunnah of Muhammad in the hadith, which is what Imam Omar Suleiman told us earlier he would like to practice in America. Muslim slaves in Islam are living under oppression, and Islam teach it is the right for a Muslim believer to own slaves, Muslim slaves or infidel slaves, and he can do whatever he wishes to them unjustly. And that is another topic we covered when we talked about slavery in Islam. I'm sorry, you cannot remove oppression from Islam. And joining Muslims and have unity with Muslims in America will not help the Muslims to get rid of oppression, but the Muslims would be using the Christians, Southern Baptists or not, to fulfill their goal, to gain the upper hand, to become strong in the land, and the day is coming and Muslims in America will be practicing oppression to all non-Muslims, including their own wives and their own slaves, Muslim believers or not. Then Imam Omar said, by having this unity between the Muslims and the Christians, we are going to maintain our independence and not become part of thrust of any political party. Really? We're going to have independence by joining the Muslims, or we will lose completely our independence when Muslims take over this land? There is no independence in Islam. This word does not exist, not in the Quran, nor in the Sunnah of Muhammad, nor in the Sharia, the Islamic law. No independence. Islam is to submit. Islam is to surrender. You have no free will. You have zero independence concerning what you like to eat or what you like to drink or what you like to be dressed in. There is zero independence in Islam. You belong to the nation, the Islamic nation, and whatever the nation orders and commands, you must follow. So here we go. Yes, indeed. Let's have unity with the Muslims so we can have consistency about everything, including bringing all illegal Muslims of the world to America. And by doing that, we will get rid of segregation and we will get rid of oppression and we will become an independent country that we will not belong or have any influence by any political party. If that's true, Imam Omar Suleiman, can you tell me why do you vote for the Democrats every year in every election? Why the Muslim people in America will always vote Democrat in every election? Because that's your party, sir. You already belong to the Democrats, and the Democrats are using you for the hope that you will help them to gain and continue to hold into power of the land, not realizing that they are used by you as useful idiots for the destruction of America. And someday you and the Democrats will throw our Constitution in the trash can, and you and the Democratic Party will replace our Constitution by Sharia Islamic law, which in it we will become a degraded people, an oppressed and unindependent country. That's exactly what's coming to America, because simply the American people have no clue what you are here for or what you believe. For simply all those who have heard you so far in that meeting believe that you are a great American, a hero, a fantastic Muslim who believes in all these wonderful things about justice and independence and whatever else words you can use to paint Islam with a beautiful picture, very colorful picture. Imam Omar Suleiman said, "We're not going to be thrust in any political party, but instead we will uplift what we think is positive and try to usher in a more balanced direction for society." I'm sorry, in Islam, there is no balance in society. It is Muslim rule, and the rest of the non-Muslims live in oppression. He stated that this will harmonize and, at the very minimum, uplift, and this will sanctify the most vulnerable from the womb to the grave, as the Sikhs always say. I love it how Imam Omar will quote the Sikhs and what the Sikhs believe about how life should be. But he will not quote the Quran. He will not quote the word of Allah in the Quran, nor the saying and the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith. He may talk about it, but he will never quote it. Why? Because there's nothing there you can quote to fit the hogwash he's teaching to this audience in this dialogue. Obviously, he meant here, as he stated, from the beginning of life until the end of life. Imam Omar ended his paragraph by saying, "I think that is something we could usher in that would be very positive voice and could bring in some consistency." I'm sorry, nothing you said is true, and nothing you hope to accomplish would benefit anybody but the Muslims of America. Once again, Imam Omar is using Pastor J.D. Greer and everybody else whom he can use to make Islam what it is not, to paint Islam in this beautiful picture for the hope that someday they will be able to take over America. And then we'll have the opposite of what Muslims are promising us in such dialogues. And my question to Imam Omar Suleiman is this: why you cannot offer the same offers you give to the Christians of America to the Christians of Egypt? Or say the Christians of any of the Muslim countries? Why the Christians are not allowed to be in Saudi Arabia to have the same offer which you are offering to the Americans? You see, once again, Imam Omar knows what he's doing, and Pastor J.D. Greer have no clue what he's getting into. Yes, indeed, we need to have unity between the Muslims and the Christians so we can stand together to have all these wonderful things which we're hoping to accomplish together. But this is not what will come. Let me remind you, Imam Omar Suleiman, with the Pact of Omar. I'm not going to be covering the whole Pact of Omar today because that is another study for another day. But I want to read to you just a couple paragraphs. What is the Pact of Omar? That is the status of the non-Muslims under Muslims' rule. These are the rules which were forced on the Christians of Egypt and Syria and everywhere else the Muslim can control their countries. Listen carefully from the interpretation of Ibn Kathir, the great Muslim scholar. And that is what is written in Sahih Muslim. These are the correct saying of Muhammad, which Imam Omar believe in 100%. He already told us that. It says that Abu Huraira said that the Prophet, that is Muhammad, said, "Do not initiate the peace to the Jews and Christians. And if you meet any of them in a road, force them to its narrowest alley." This is not my words. These are Muhammad's words, Imam Omar. as we continue. This is why the leader of the faithful, Omar ibn Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, demanded his well-known conditions be met by the Christians. Which Christians? The Christians of Egypt, the Christians of Syria, the Christians of the Middle East. To do what, Imam Omar? Listen carefully. These conditions that ensured their continued humiliation, degradation, and disgrace. The pact of Omar ibn al-Khattab was given for three reasons. To continue to humiliate, to continue to degrade, to continue to disgrace the Christians of Egypt and Syria and everywhere else. Why? Because we have to fulfill the words of the Apostle of Allah, Muhammad. That is concerning the Christians. How about the Jews? Don't worry. Muhammad said that he made the covenant with his people that there will not be a Jew ever in the Saudi Arabia Peninsula. That's exactly what he did. And then Muhammad said, you need to kill them all. You, Omar Sliman, believe in that. You, Omar Sliman, wanted your people in Palestine to kill the last Jew. Why? Because you're Muhammad, the same one who said do not initiate the peace to the Christians and the Jews. He is the same Muhammad who taught you that the day of judgment will not come until the Muslims kill the last Jew. Not some of the Jews, but the last Jew. That even the rock and the tree will cry out, oh, Muslim faithful, there's a Jew hiding behind me. Come and behead him. This is how Muslims will be treating the Jews and the Christians as we continue to live in this world with them. But here in America, Imam Omar Sliman would love to have coffee and dinner with Pastor J.D. Greer because he's using him as a useful idiot for the destruction of the Southern Baptist Church and for the destruction of America. And to continue our study of United We Fall, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.